Hey y'all, I'm Monty and you're mixing with Monty, okay? Welcome to my weekly mixer where I take your favorite Bravo shows, TV news, and hot topics, mix it with my opinions and some of my friends' opinions, a little shade, and sometimes a cocktail or two. I'm bringing in my POC perspective to shows we all love. Let's mix it up.
Hello, 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 all you beautiful and wonderful mixologists out there. It is your girl, Monty, and you are mixing with Monty, okay? And Kendrick, that is who is here. You already know because it's in the descriptions, in the title, but I'm so happy to have my friend Kendrick back. Reality Comics 2, the podcast where you can listen to things of your wildest dreams from like actual cinematic well-made high production television like Marvel, or you like to watch called Housewives. There's just so much range for him, and I'm just so happy to have him back. He is a gem. How are you, Kendrick? Thank you for coming back.
Oh my God, thank you for having me, and thank you for doing my podcast. I appreciate you. I'm feeling good. I got my hottie sauce. I went to Popeyes. I got my hottie sauce. I'm feeling good. This gonna be fun.
I love that they actually did. Kendrick just showed me the sauce, y'all, and like the hottie sauce. So it's nothing. Megan Thee Stallion's brand collaboration with Popeyes is nothing like the first few iterations of the McDonald's like collaborations up until Saweetie. Like they actually remade their sauce, the labels for Megan Thee Stallion, like it is branded. They came up with a new recipe where I think like Saweetie and Travis Scott and all of them, they just pretty much was like, I eat chicken nuggets and a cheeseburger and that's my meal. Like,
right.
This is what I get at the McDonald's.
Right. They are rolling up the carpet for Megan. And let me tell you, the sauce is good. Okay. If you like,
it's
like
good sauce.
Yes. If you like a hotter, like sweet and sour, but like with a little kick to it, it's good. Like a nice
zesty sweet and sour.
Yeah, it's like a hot Polynesian almost. It's like it's good. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
I just bought some Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A. Like, did they sell it? Like the sauce?
Yes.
And I've always seen the Chick-fil-A sauce, but Polynesian I bought, and I don't know why. I'm a bad one. I still support Chick-fil-A. Not as much as I used to. I'm weaning off. For those of y'all who are like, you know how terrible I do know, and I am weaning off. I can proudly say, as a guest, I have not had a chicken sandwich or a chicken product at Chick-fil-A in over 8 months. This is the longest I've ever been in my life.
Boom. There you go. Okay, my little cousin comes over here all the time. So, you know, she loves her some Chick-fil-A. So I got to take her every time she comes over here. But at least I try not to indulge. But, you know, every now and then that cookies and cream milkshake, it calls me. You know,
every now and then a frosty coffee is really hard to turn down.
A frosted lemonade or something,
like, the frosty coffee is literally just coffee ice cream milkshake. And it's delicious.
Yes.
And I can't lie, because the philosophies are abhorrent. I mean, people have talked about that on Salt Lake City. And if you couldn't tell already, y'all, this is a shoot the shit episode. We're going to talk all things Housewives, the reunion, hot topics. We're doing everything because this is going to be probably dual purpose for Patreon and the regular podcast. But I just wanted to talk all things. But like, I've seen a lot of criticism of Angie on SLC because she has a trans identifying child and she goes to Chick-fil-A like every day, and people have been like, question mark girl?
Right. Yeah. Like, we don't get it.
When it's your child. I mean, it's me. So it's, I am in practicing some kind of self-hate, you know, in the name of like a milkshake or a chicken minis in an airport, simply because all I've done for the last 3 years was fly back and forth to my gay fiance, who lives in Atlanta at the moment for school. And in that airport, everybody knows, if you've ever been to Atlanta, Hartsfield Jackson, they got a giant Chick-fil-A right before you even get to the Starbucks for like all the other lines that isn't Delta. So if you fly anything else, it's all out of one side of the airport and there's a Chick-fil-A there, and you just walk past it at 8 a.m. at your flight and go, a chicken mini and mini hash brown combo does sound lovely right now.
I don't know what it is, but like a chicken mini in an airport, like I feel like it's just like it's God's work. And I hate to put Chick-fil-A and God and say, but it's God's
work. That's the problem. Like, that's what they believe. Right. But like, I get it. And if you do love Chick-fil-A, please understand, in no way am I roasting you, because hello, I'm admitting I still like to indulge. I haven't in a while, but I did have to buy the sauce. And I bought the big one, so hopefully I don't have to use it as often. I don't have to patronize them much. But their sauces are so damn good. Polynesian, Chick-fil-A, all of them yummy.
So now you know I got to ask you, because you mentioned the Atlanta airport. Have you been to the Popeyes in the Atlanta airport? Because like that, you know, okay, that is
so that's yes, the it's Popeyes. On the Delta side. Like I go to, or it's like when you walk in and go through like the actual like now like foyer of it. I don't typically fly on that side. So I've only been, I've only seen it once or twice. Like when I think I chose IHOP or something instead. But oh, is it good? It's good, isn't it?
So me and my family literally like, cause you know, we like whenever we fly anywhere, it's always like, you know, you either fly Atlanta or, you know, go through O'Hare or Charlotte, you know, like it's always like one of those three. And so like Atlanta, we always make it a point to go to that Popeyes, because that Popeyes, let me tell you, that I don't know what it is, but that chicken is always just coming up out the grease. Like it's, it, you know, you be on your fingers, like bite yourself. Like that's some good ass chicken. So if y'all ain't been, stop by their Popeyes in the Atlanta airport. That's some good ass chicken.
I just ate and now I'm like, I could go for another round of snacks. Speaking of little things to bite and get into, let's talk a little bit of Hot Topics. We teased it on your show and now I definitely want to get into all the things, because even more has come out since the time I recorded Kendrick's show.
God.
Okay, where do we start? So Dorit, we are praying for you. We're sending kind thoughts. Do not particularly enjoy you as a housewife, nor do I think I would as a person if I knew you, but I don't, in which case I do not wish harm on anyone. And I would certainly hope that none of these housewives, I think it's such a risk to even be on these shows for that reason. Like it takes a special kind of vanity, but it also takes a special kind of bravery to put yourself and your family like out there like that. And I think that it's one of the unfortunate downsides is that, like, you know, her stuff is just kind of like available. People kind of think it's for the taking. So I really hope she's okay mentally. I hope she's getting some help. And I'm glad all the women rallied around her, but glad she and her family are safe.
Can we just, for the sake of us being on, you know, in your space now, can we just repeat? I know we didn't say it, you know, outright, but can we just repeat the motto that we gave? Can we just say, listen, stop using that
your
company.
Friends.
Yeah.
Do not always support all of your friends all of the time just because they do things that you also need done.
Yes. And we'll say
leave
that.
It there.
Yeah.
Legally, we will leave it at get multiple quotes.
Yes. Listen, I know it's Beverly Hills.
ABC,
there are some local brands
for you if you do thank not you. Call them in like 30 seconds of thank the you. Big siren going off. They're like, and I think I did say this on your show, my god sister, they had a house built in North Carolina, not in like the most known place. It's like super, it's none of it is like exclusive or anything like that. Regular ass house. And their system lays on you a sound so visceral.
Yes.
A siren so brazen that you literally start to think your eyes are going to bleed. And it is only on the first floor or something like that you hear it. So like the outside neighbors hear it too. And it happens sheer seconds after anything is open that should not be open after she's told the whole house nothing else is open. Like, it goes so nuts and it goes for a minute. It goes, you have 1 minute to disarm it because it's only four numbers. And if you are the owner of this home, you should know your four numbers.
Right.
It's also connected to her phone. So like she should be able to do it from the phone if she has the phone. Like it should be very easy for her to be able to get to that code, but it should be very hard for them to coerce her in the same amount of time to put the code in. You see what I'm saying? So, and if it doesn't, the police are coming.
See,
like
that's what I like
right now.
And I love North Carolina. That's one of them states. Look, that's one of them states where the neighbors like right. You should
too. They're not wealthy by any means, people. They are hardworking, regular American folks. And with decent, humble salaries from deep, humble Southern roots. And if they can get that, I feel like in Beverly Hills, we should at least have some sirens.
At least, at the very least.
Immediately. So that they cannot, like, the police are there and dispatched to you before they're even able to utter your name or come through your bedroom door, something. And it should be like all the glass is like not penetrable without a trigger point. And listen. I'm just feeling like if you know that that is available and you go a different direction because of some kind of relationship, hello? I just feel like we should at least make a list of the pros and cons. And this is in no way victim blaming. I think that Dereck is incredibly brave, and I am very, very, very concerned about what happened, what she has been reported to have been said to her and everything. It is heartbreaking, which is exactly why I'm making this point. I would like it if from now on, all of them, I think housewives should like demand security.
Yeah.
They, like, if anything, your house is going to be on TV, we highly suggest that you get like top of the notch security, blah, blah, blah. That's all I'm saying.
I'm glad Andy texts Brenna about them garage dresses, because why are you, why are they in the garage? What is happening?
Why are they in the garage?
But now apparently they're in some couture storage, child. They and Harry Hamlin.
Why don't you just like donate them acrylic nails? Yeah, like even give them to your daughters or donate. Like, I don't really understand the purpose of keeping them in your garage, because to keep them as keepsakes, you would think you would have like put them in a better place. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hello. Like, if you were like that obsessed with like holding on to them. But I don't think you are, because they're in your garage, just like in dust bags.
My like old like Nintendos that don't work are in my garage, because if they work, they would be in the house. Keep trust that, believe that they're out there because they serve no purpose anymore. Why are these $1,000 dresses in your garage, easily to be stolen? I'm glad Andy started early episode, And I can't lie, the daughters look good in them. Give them to the daughters.
They give them to them. Like, they don't get a new life. Like, they can be watched, more seasoned. Like, people would know if they're gone, they're going to wear them, things like that. Yes. They're going to have a cycle of use. Otherwise, I don't know, girl. But you know who's not a victim? And we must touch a little bit on this, even though I don't think it's like much is happening. Who's not a victim is Erica Jayne. This part three reunion, and I did a whole part three reunion talk with Kendrick on his podcast. But for sake of argument, why was this four parts?
Listen, it could have been two, and the third one could have been an email, to be honest. An email or a Microsoft
Teams. Watch What Happens Live special.
It could have been tacked
on at the end. You know how like when you're recording your Housewives, and then out of nowhere it records like for 2 hours, and you're like, why is it 2 hours? Walking up, they tacked itself on at the end, like another 30 minutes. Like, you're like, why is Potomac an hour and a half? You get excited, but it's just Andy.
That's all. And then it's a little piece of Chrisley Knows Best at the end of that. She's like, you know what? Y'all gonna quit tricking me. I'm not giving y'all ratings. I'm not giving y'all
ratings. But that's all they had to do was put the Beverly Hills, like, you know, fourth part. We don't know what the fourth part is gonna hold yet. I'm gonna be covering that probably next week, maybe with Chelsea or something. But the second definitely could have been. Now, that could have been a text message. Didn't need any of it. The last 10 minutes was the only usable content to me. Everything before was, I wouldn't say it was unnecessary. It just, A, it should have been in the first part if we were going to do all this. Yes. B, it was not developed enough for me to care about it. We didn't deeply get into Crystal and Sutton and the Tell Me You're That Girl. And like, we didn't get into the love affair. We didn't get into it deep enough, longer than like a minute before we went to another break. And then we're back on Erica. So I'm like, then either do it all about Erica after or before.
So, like, in my mind, the way this reunion was going to develop, I think just because we've been, like, we've been watching Housewives for so long now, I thought in my mind, like, okay, we're getting Garcelle versus Bree, Garcelle versus, you know, Renna. The first part was chef's kiss. Like, that's the way I thought it was going to develop. Part two, I thought would be devoted almost until, like, the fallout and the buildup of Sutton versus Crystal. Like, I know they're, you know, they've made up now, whatever, but the reunions are to rehash shit. Like, that's what they're for.
Bring it
that's
back
what
up they do. Unhealthily.
Right. People will make up and fall right back out at the reunion just because they had to talk about it again. And y'all barely touched on, like, that was literally carrying the season up until Erica broke the divorce news, like literally carrying the season. And then I thought 3 and 4 would be, you know, devoted to putting Tom on the skewer, putting Erica on the skewer, the women asking their questions, Andy doing the fancy. Like, I thought all that would be Erica. I did not see like Erica getting a little taste every single episode and then maybe building up to the fourth part and then not touching on Crystal and Sutton at all. Like, that was, it's weird. Part two was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Do you have an issue with Erica likely being given the questions beforehand? Because I don't, but I want to know your thought.
So if that was going to be the only way that she was going to like discuss it all, then I'm okay with it. But if they like offered it to her to entice her to, you know, mention it all, then that's a little problematic for me. I'm wondering if like the lawyers interfered here, like if they had something to say, like, look, she go come, but like she just go, you know, Fifth Amendment y'all the whole time. But like, you know, if you want to maybe tell us some things ahead of time, then maybe, you know, we'll see what we can do and we'll get her to answer these questions. I was okay with it though, mostly because I feel like all of the questions he asked, like she did get tripped up a couple of times. So I feel like he was throwing his own sauce in there too, in the midst of the questions that he was asking her. So I feel like as long as it wasn't like, okay, we're going from number one, number two, number three, number, like if you want like going down the list, then I'm okay with it. But I don't know if we'll ever know that.
I know. I think you're right. Cause I mean, he does have to react and the women have to react. So it's nice to see the women's reaction in real time to them learning a lot of this stuff.
Yes.
But I feel like I understand if Andy had to be like, okay, I will give you the questions, but please know I'm going to ask you whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she said, I will answer everything. Cause I actually don't think her lawyers even wanted her to come to this. There's no way, even with the stuff that got through.
If they're smart.
It's all incriminating. Lawyers are like, don't even confirm your name is your name. Like, no, not until we've settled it in court. They're like, Erica Jane, allegedly, like,
right.
We'll
is
see.
That what the birth certificate say? I don't know.
Where's your evidence? Like, I don't think that they really wanted her to say a lot of things.
Right.
But I think that she probably was like, for my money, I will do this as long as I'm able to know the questions beforehand.
Yeah.
And she answered everything. I'll give her that. She did answer. Maybe not well, honestly.
Right.
But the answers are there.
I
struggle to understand like, what we all want because she can't really admit anything. Like, I'm not talking about like, an admission of guilt. I found myself being like, I wanted to see her say to herself, this is the end. I did this. I am either a completely complicit or Tom is a nightmare, evil, awful human being. That's what I want. And by no means does she ever do that. So I'm just like, I don't really think I need to have hope anymore. Of course she's doing terrible. Of course she's
very
not,
terrible.
She's not doing well, like explaining herself. She can't. What can she say? I'm awful.
Nothing.
That's all I would accept anyway.
Right. Because at this point, we're tuning in to see like what the other housewives are saying. Like, thank God for Crystal. Because like, I feel like sometimes they feel like the obvious questions don't need to be asked. And I'm like, no, I kind of want y'all to ask them. Right. Crystal's why haven't you said that? Hello?
Crystal's like, are you angry? You should be angry. Like,
right.
But Garcelle even said it on camera. She was like, if Tom did this, it should be fuck Tom. And she was looking for some like validation of like, yes, I will go against the man who ripped off people while they were in a state of crisis.
Right. Thank you.
A little empathy, maybe. I don't know. But she, I mean, some people think she's not capable, but like, I don't really care that she was given the questions. I just was like, whatever, fine. But like, if you're going to answer them, then answer them. Because I don't expect anything from her anymore. I have become satisfied knowing I will be not satisfied.
I don't even expect fashion from her no more because
she can't afford it. Because if she did do anything, now I will reserve the right to completely be critical of her for my own entertainment.
Right. Exactly.
My poor behind telling other people how to spend their money when it's not your money. Yes, of course.
Exactly. That's a pastime. Okay. Hello.
That's the whole point. We all look like bums watching them be the epitome of not bumness.
If your hair is not in a bonnet while you watching Housewives, then you're doing it wrong. Like, what do you mean?
A messy bun,
hello,
big sweatpants that are 2 times the size of you, like,
yes.
Completely disheveled, unhinged, on
entirely
the couch, eating whatever you know you can eat because you're not trying to fit into a size zero plus zero Hervé Ledger gown that your 17-year-old daughter can also fit in. Like,
nah.
No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
No. Can I just say quickly, this is so off topic, but please. I have a friend who has like lost so much weight. She's like chronicling her journey on Instagram and stuff. And she made me so angry because this is the hater in me. She made me so angry because she got on Instagram and put on her high school cheerleading uniform and workout in that. I was like, oh, see, okay. I literally have hottie sauce in my hand and you working out in your high school cheerleading uniform. Okay, bye.
See, how dare she flaunt her own major accomplishments in the face of us.
While I'm looking like this.
Did not ask to see her accomplish so much of what we are not right now. Really proud of you, girl, but like, no.
But I'm going to still eat this chicken, right?
And it's all within me. I mean, it's 100% has nothing to do with you and everything is about, you know, me, but I'm just so sorry.
Exactly.
Win for the both of us because I'm going to eat this chicken. You work out. We're going to do it together.
Because they messed up when they gave us the little packets, okay? That's all you have to do. It's over for me. 2022, my year.
So, also, we now have a new Housewife franchise alert, Real Housewives of Dubai. And y'all are not excited for this. And I'm very confused. Maybe I'm like so wrapped up in it. And I wasn't even excited for Caroline Stanberry. I'm not like that big of a Caroline Stan the way everybody else was. She wasn't my alert of watching that show. I don't really know what my alert was, but I also didn't like Ladies in London when it first came out. I just thought it was too sophisticated for how young I was. I watched it, but I was just like, I don't connect with this at all. Now I've liked it a little bit more as I've gotten older and I know people who are like these characters, you know, that we call real people.
Right. You know what it was? So I was super excited when they made the announcement. I was like, oh, that's cool. I think we kind of like, you know, had hints about it because we've been seeing like the rumors or whatever. When he announced it, I was like, okay, so we got somebody else in the mix. My first question was, are we going to be able to see this? Because like, from what I hear, the International Housewives give, but I don't have no way of watching them. So I'm just like, you know, and so, but they're like, yes, it's coming on Bravo. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. As I kind of sat with it though, I got a little concerned. I was like, okay, is their government going to be okay with the hijinks, right, that's going to be going on for like a typical Housewives? And that made me a little nervous for them. Because I'm like, if y'all, whatever y'all give me, I'm going to watch. But then I hate myself because then I'm like, I need you to keep it within realms of you not, you know, getting arrested or whatever the charge may be. But then I'm like, well, I don't want a housewife to edit themselves. It's a lot. So now I'm just like, I don't know what to feel.
But also, like, I don't know if they're necessarily ready. And this is like a stream of consciousness. But for everything that Crystal was exposing, she's kind of been through and opened herself up to by being on this show and being just a smidgen different than what the mass majority of Housewives fans are into and familiar with. I worry, though, like I know Beverly Hills went to Dubai for one of their cast trips, and they even arguably said a lot of it was different. Like when they were like being driven around the mall and stuff, that was because of their laws, and that was done years ago and in a bit of a cheekier, like it was represented a cheekier way. But to see people live there and live very differently to a very different set of societal standards than people in this country that watches Bravo does. And for the majority of that fan base to be women, seeing like other women, you know, having to abide by a different set of rules and cultural norms, I wonder what that is going to do for their interaction with fans as well. Because the way Dubai Housewives live is not uncustomary to people in Dubai, but Bravo's fan base has shown that they are not all the best in accepting new and different things.
And that's a good way to put homegrown.
You can be an anesthesiologist, they don't care.
Yeah.
You could be a lawyer, they don't care.
Yeah.
You can be married to the man who created the greatest cartoon fiction movie of all time.
They don't
care. They don't care.
No.
So what will happen when it's women that they don't even know?
Whew. This is a lot. I'm ready to see it though.
I am like, I'll watch it. I was excited, and then people were like, yeah, well, their laws are this and then that. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know enough, and that's on me. So maybe I'll reserve some excitement till I see it. But I just know Bravo jumped on an opportunity to finally have license to an international housewife brand, because they don't. They don't own the license for the international ones. They only own the title for in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So that's why we don't see it on Bravo here, and why we can't, like, legally for most of the other ones. So I think they just wanted to jump on that with Caroline Stanberry there. They were like, well, at least we can pull her back in, like pull from that people who used to watch, you know, Ladies of London and stuff, and she will be on our show instead of someone else's. So
see, if this does like work out the way we all wanted to, there's a reason to be excited, because like this is going to be a level of like opulence and affluence that we have.
Oh, I'm still very excited about that.
Yeah, I have never seen before. Like Beverly Hills, I feel like Erica really going to be pulling some stunts then, because if you see how they living over there, y'all.
I am very excited to see their private things there. I heard they have like Uber helicopter, and I just really want to know more about that. Like Uber allegedly like has a helicopter sector in like Dubai.
Wow. Okay.
Like, see that? I'm not even rich enough to know that. I don't like know what that means. I heard about it in an article, like Snapchat of Business Insider. Like I that's where I read it. Wow, why don't I remember that? Again, my own name sometimes, nothing. My kids' names, I mix up a little too much. That's because there's 56 of them I have to take care of every day. But I can remember that I read it on Snapchat's Business Insider like 4 years ago.
Listen, that's how them phone notifications hit.
What does this brain mean? Like, what is going on up in this brain? Okay. Right. I am excited. I reserved, but I am excited.
Yes.
So we'll give it a shot. And congratulations, Bravo. You kept this under wraps.
Yeah. There we go.
Not expecting that. I really wasn't. I thought that they would be like leaking it to everybody.
Right. My favorite thing about like when we hear like a big announcement is coming, the people that like consider themselves like in the know, that we like know aren't actually in the know, they'll like put out something and like we just like we had no clue, but they're like, oh, you guys, you know they're announcing Nashville, or you know they're about to do Housewives Houston, the Vegas, because that's what was kind of getting me. I'm like, wait, are you serious? Like they're about to go to Vegas to do Housewives? And then he's like, Dubai. I'm like, oh, see, you be flogging. You don't, okay. That's what we're doing. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. But you know, good for them. I think that's great. I did check. And Uber does have helicopters, and now they're expanding to New York.
Oh.
Costs allegedly, according to ABC.
Okay, that's reliable, I think.
Right. It's about $14,500 in travel.
Oh.
I guess that's cheaper than buying your own. I don't know. That's like the whole thing about Uber, right? It's like it's cheaper than buying your own car to use Uber when you need it, or type of thing. I don't know.
14. Okay.
For y'all.
Right.
Maybe we'll see them taking an Uber helicopter.
Ooh. Can we predict who we think it'll be?
I don't know any of these women yet, but you know what I was going to say? What I do think is going to end up happening, you know how like the big debate is whether you rent or own in American Housewives? It's like, you're not even on your house, and it's like such a shame that you found out they're renting. Imagine if that's what's like, your helicopter isn't even yours, it's an Uber. Like, that's going to be the new, like, big.
Right. Like, I've got private jets and helicopters. Like, what are you doing?
And you Uber yours.
Right. For 14,000.
That's funny. Like,
to broke bitch is so crusty. Disgust me.
How dare me? Like, This four-part Potomac reunion, though, I don't hate. I don't hate the idea of it, believe it or not, because just Potomac in general is a happier space for me. It's just so full of lighthearted shade, really intense shades,
and those are your neighbors.
Yeah, when Monique last year, and it like didn't get leaked the whole year, but then when she came at the reunion and said that Giselle's boyfriend at the time, allegedly Jamal, had other babies and another girlfriend. I was like, oh, we're just revealing. This was like old school OC reunions, but it used to be like when Brianna was like, you didn't tell him to hit me. You're like, what?
Right. Like, wait a minute. We doing
real
that?
Revelations at right. the reunion. I love those days. And they even used to go in there and have like revelations.
When it wasn't just like recapping and just doing a little bit of arguing, it was like, oh no, I'm coming here to ruin your life. Is what I'm going to do.
The season 9 Atlanta reunion.
Iconic.
I should watch that today. I should.
Oh my God. Oh my
Wouldn't
God.
That Someone be a dream? Else,
listen, what better way to spend your off day? It's been a while because it was heavy when it aired. It was heavy.
And I never needed to remember it because I still do. The lies, the lies, the lies.
It was a lot. I went and pulled a clip from that because that was one of my favorite like exchanges when Portia and Kenya got to arguing. And Kenya kept calling the girl Elvis. I don't know why that was so funny to me because she did have that little short and that shiny costume.
My two most memorable things, and I like when Bravo asked what my favorite quote was or something or line from Bravo, I said, and these are unpopular opinions, I said, noted by Bethany. Everyone goes for the wow, Bethany, wow, from the same conversation between her and Ramona. They go, wow, Bethany. She was like, I don't think you're much of a girl's girl. And Bethany goes, noted. And that's it. And that's what set Ramona off. She said, wow, Bethany, wow. At least I think it's the same episode. I don't know. But
it is.
And everybody was like, you know, connecting with Ramona. I was like, noted is the answer of the century. Yeah, and then my second one was, everyone always goes for, I said what I said, but Candy's response of, what you said, was some bullshit.
Yes. And that is some of the best back and forth.
A lot of everyday life. People are like, I'm doing what I'm going to do. What you said was some bullshit.
I feel like if you don't follow up, I said what I said with what you said was some bullshit, you're not a real fan.
It's so good. But Candy's had the most memorable moments on reunions. I miss those days. I think I'm going to watch the season 9 reunion, y'all. Please, whenever you listen to this, join us and go rewatch the Sanders season 9 reunion. Oh, it's been some time. That was like the whole rumor scandal, right? Like what got Phaedra. And you want to know something? I think we all should go back and rewatch it because Phaedra's coming back in some capacity on Peacock. She's going to be on Ultimate Girls Trip season 2, apparently, which we're already only excited for. Like, forget one. We're going straight to 2. But it's like, so people constantly are calling for Phaedra to come back. But I feel like because we're so separated now from why she was fired in the first place. So I feel like we need to all go back and just research, watch it, see if it's still as bad as we say or if it's as forgivable as we say now.
Yeah, because it's been half a decade now.
Yeah,
it's been a while. Yeah.
It's been actually probably even it's been longer than that because what are they on season 13 Atlanta or 12
yeah, about to shoot 14 had, I think
but they've had like lots of breaks in between because of starting to stop the production, so I don't think it was always like one a year the way it was supposed to be, like in that every 9 month cycle. But yeah, let's go back and rewatch that and see what's going on. But I am ready for the Potomac reunion. I just don't think it's going to actually be 4 parts. I think we're going to get a 3-part reunion and we'll get like Nicki Minaj doing like her own little fun. Let me ask my shady questions and stand who I want to stand publicly.
Yes.
Like,
I think that's exactly
what it's going to be. You don't need to watch the 4th part, people.
Right. If the big balls of the cousin has turned you off so much, you don't have to watch the 4th part.
I don't think she's going to be involved for more than an hour of aired footage. I think she was only there for a few hours that I've heard. Yeah. So, and they filmed for like double digits. Like it's always like 12 to 19 or something like that hours. I think she was there for like 3. So like from start to finish. So I don't think it's going to be like Nicki is Andy or something like that.
Right. Just gonna be something extra for us people that love mess. That's all.
Do you think that he's gonna share the stage or he's gonna give her the floor? Like, you think he's gonna let her have it alone? I don't find Andy to be secure enough to, like, like Wendy Williams like never let anybody hold her mic.
Yes.
And there was like a lot of allegation and like speculation that when she was sick and Jerry O'Connell was like taking over the show, like she was like, that's why she didn't let anyone hold the mic because his favorable boldness skyrocketed him so much. He has like his own show or something now in the works.
Yeah.
I think that's why, like, that's what they say, like that's why she went back. I think Andy would never let someone like hold that seat other than him, not without him being right next to you.
Right. I was going to say at first, I think you just convinced me, because I was thinking like it'd just be her. Maybe he would, quote unquote, bow down to the queen, because he loves to say that, you know, like, oh, no, I'm bowing to the queen. Or I thought he would go off. But I don't know. I don't know if I see him being that secure either. He's going to be around somewhere lurking. He might be security in the background or something.
OK, can I just say, I kind of support that. I would too, because I'm petty by nature.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't mean to be. I'm very stubborn. I'm a Taurus, so it's bad. Like, I it's not like I'm stubborn. I know the word for it is stubborn, but what it actually is unmovable. Like, I'm so rooted in my decision that, like, there just seems to be no other option for me. And when that feels how that feels, it's more than stubborn. Like, I don't know, I want to not move. I can't move. I'm sorry.
Right.
And I would be the same. I'd be like, hey, this is my space.
Right.
You can share, but this is mine.
Right. We'll pull up a chair next to it. Right.
Yes.
This is my purple
Angie
chair.
Cohen.
Yours is red.
Featuring Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
You see.
That's going to be interesting to see. Oh, Lord, we're not going to find out till when. Oh, is it this month? Are all four parts airing this month?
I don't even know how many.
So many dates. I don't know.
I don't know. Because the first Sunday is the 7th. So November 7th, the reunion airs, I think, the first one. And then 14th. And then 21st. Yep.
Okay.
Of them. As long as they don't delay the last part because of Thanksgiving, because that falls on the same Sunday as Thanksgiving, I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
Nice. Look at November.
November
is making a cute little impact, you know?
Come on, Val.
How are you feeling about Salt Lake City?
I'm glad it's now starting to kind of ramp up. I was watching mostly for Mary's Chaos at first, and because I love Lisa Barlow, I don't know why, but
me
she's
too.
So I know I don't know what it is. I just do. I feel like that's all we need to say. We just do. So I've been enjoying those aspects of it, but now like it feels like everything is just like suddenly coming to a head really fast at the same time. Like, oh, we're introducing not just Mary's cult, but Jen Shah is actively about to get arrested, all like in the same breath. So it's like, okay.
And they don't even know it yet.
Right. That is what's crazy. Andy said that not the actual arrest episode, but apparently the one after that is like the greatest Housewives episode he's ever seen. And now I'm wondering what that's going to entail.
That. I don't really trust when he says those things, because he always say a lot of things. He can't badmouth his own show. That would be stupid. That's bad for business. Like, I wouldn't expect him to. So at the same time, I just take everything he says with a grain of salt, because there's just no chance that you can be that objective. But I do feel very excited from what even we saw from the trailer, because they're just not, I forget who gave me this logic, but like their way they are just like throwing Jen Shah out the door, like, go ahead. They come together to be like, we are not going down for you, girl. Because they don't really know her the same way. Like, Erica and the girls have filmed for like a bajillion years, whereas Jen and them just got tight. So they're like, girl, we don't owe you anything. You can go ahead. And I remember them all being like, what if we've all been lied to? Like, this is different. Like, she is a totally different person. I'm like, just be like, oh no, we've been conned. We surrender. We know nothing.
And you know, Mary don't give a damn. Mary gonna be like, yeah, maybe she is a liar. I don't know. She probably is. Yeah.
Mary's gonna be like, I told y'all. I mean, I'm unfazed. I told everybody that Jim was a fraud. I don't know why they're not listening.
Right. The question
like,
is gonna be
anyways.
I'm wondering if Brooks is going to get in this petty bag, him and Meredith, and have some side conversations. That's what I want to see.
I know they are, because Meredith loved being like, oh, the feds were called. People really want to believe that she had something to do with the feds. I promise you, girl, she could have made an anonymous tip and led them to her address, and they still would have been like,
Right.
We know.
We have a whole room in this building dedicated to Jen Shah.
We know where
for the past decade.
Well, you needed to tell us about her, okay?
Right. Tipping off the fans. Kitcha.
But she loved being like to Andy, like, you don't mess with my family.
Right.
And you just don't come for my family. And that's what she told him. Like, I'm like, do you want to take the responsibility for sending a woman to prison? I mean,
is
if
that
you
what
do,
it is?
That's kind of funny. Like, that's really wild. It's very housewifey.
It's because it does seem like her and Seth, they really wanted to come to work this season because Seth is trying as hard as she is.
So is Lisa Barlow. I'm very proud of her. I love her very much.
Because and this setup was
delicious.
That setup was seamless. Like it was chaotic and but seamless at the same time.
She really thinks she's doing nothing wrong. And I love A Housewife. She's so Lisa Vanderpump in that way, where they genuinely feel like what they're doing is like they're so absolved from anything. Because Chelsea said I'm doing the right thing. They're only abiding by their own self-subscribed and self-created morals, in which case I want to subscribe too. Give me the book, girl.
I would love that. I will put it on like what did the knights used to have, like the coat of arms. I want that. Give me that. Yes. Mine will just say Barlow. That's okay. I'm okay with that.
I find her to be fascinating and very funny. And so monotone, like the lack of inflation in her voice at any given moment, from being accused of something terrible to being absolutely heartbroken to having her friend of 20 years betray her just to be on television. Like the tone is the same. And I just want to know how.
It is so funny to me, like when those opening credits come on, you know, Jen, Shamazing, and then it goes to someone else, and then it gets to Lisa. You don't have to like me. I like myself enough for the both of us. I'm like, okay.
Yes. That was an entirely different line. Right. Like, I gave it like a 9 out of 10 or something when I rated them, because I rate them in my stories when I saw it in print.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Not at all. Not at all.
And I really love it. It's really good. Sorry. I find her to be absolutely funny. And, you know, they're currently casting for the show. I have a strong inkling that they're going to be casting Jenny again.
Yeah.
Because it just didn't give what it was supposed to have, Dave. Like, your husband telling you he wants a sister wife on TV is not relatable or shocking. It's kind of awkward. Like, he's waiting until he's in public to tell you this as a practitioner of a business in the area.
Right.
That's the reputation you want.
Right.
Okay.
I was looking at some comment sections and like they were asking, like, you know, who are they casting for? And naturally, of course, I'm thinking like, oh, probably Jenny. There were like people out there generally saying like Lisa and Mary. And I'm like, huh? Is that how you think TV works? Like, really?
No, thank you.
Right. I'm not interested in that, but okay.
No. But instead.
Right.
Like, Jenny and her husband, and he's giving a bad name to chiropractors. My fiance is becoming a chiropractor, and
that's
not how she is. She's not trying to actively invite other people into our union just because she wants something that, like, really don't. Weird. It's just strange, you know?
Weird,
it's just not really working for me. And doing it on TV, it's all just like not giving what it's supposed to give. And so we bid you adieu, Dewey. Now I know what Jenny meant when she said he was only cute from the neck down, because everything that talks and thinks up above is not it.
Exactly.
That was rude to say about your husband. And now I'm like, no, it was actually a little too fair.
Yeah, that was spot on. Spot on.
Also, another major hot topic-y thing, we got to talk about Zayn really quick and Yolanda. Oh, Yolanda and Gigi of it all. So much Yolanda resurgence right now, because Erica keeps blaming everything on Yolanda. Like, the timeline of her life is centered around Yolanda being, like, cheated on and divorced or whatever.
Right.
Like, Yolanda knows. But okay, girl. Right. You needed, like, a date stamp or whatever. I will say, I don't agree with someone calling someone else a Dutch slut, but of insults as they do go and come, I'd have to say it's a top one.
I literally read the entire article because I told you I woke up from a barrage of text messages that day because Housewives had like taken over TMZ. And I woke up from a text message from our friend Kaya from the Bravo Wild Black podcast. And I read that entire article. And literally the one thing I came back to her and I said was, Dutch slut ? Because it gave me pause. I said, wait a minute.
Not good, but it's great.
Right.
So gross, bad.
Gross human being, like Zane, like what
don't
are you doing?
Say that.
Gross.
The grandmother of your child. That is terrible. Like you're terrible. Not starting off a great relationship for your child and their mother. If mommy is unhappy with you in the early days of her baby being alive, I don't think it's looking great, sir. Especially if you like insult her mom. But as insults go.
Pretty good one. I can't fight it.
Like it's not too over the top disrespectful where like that is actually disgusting. Do not speak to a woman that way.
Right.
But it is disrespectful enough right. to be like, oh, that is me.
With a little right, with a little tickle at the end, like
ooh, ooh, that's not nice. That's mean, question mark. Like, well, that's that is not a bit. Good.
Right.
It's not great. Like, I'm glad there were no C words or even B words. Like, but slut, because slut is like so outdated, but like the Dutch of it all, like that yeah. that's the insult.
It revitalized it a little bit. Yeah. It did a little revitalizing.
I'd be like, so how do you know? Like, it's right. weird. But like a Dutch one is just not. It's next level. And I was like, that's pretty housewifey of him. I could see an Erica or an LVP doing this to Yolanda.
I could. That is absolutely something that would fly out of Erica's mouth.
Cantrip, we're in the worst place being on in Bravo. No. What we have allowed to be acceptable in our lives. Like,
I know.
If I said that to my mom, like, oh yeah, Zane called his mother-in-law a Dutch slut, she'd be like, oh, she'd be like right. offended. Like for her, and we're over here like,
like right, a little sniggle at the end.
People have changed their Twitter names to Dutch slut. I've seen a couple people. I forget.
No, no.
But what's not okay is the allegations that he has put his hands on her. Don't do that. That is bad. Not.
Thank you. Yes.
The headlines are really misleading. They said he pleaded guilty to it, but the article was like he didn't plead guilty to that. He pled guilty to other stuff that didn't involve physically hurting her. I know you can't sell papers that way, but you really made right. it sound like
because I'm not gonna always read
like, pushing her down the stairs or something because the article is too long. I la Kyle, I can't right. read it all.
It's given LA Times, and this is TMZ. Okay. Like, what are y'all doing?
It's supposed to be cute captions, quick little inserts, and ad, and I click out.
Right, the quick one and done. Not
yes,
coming back.
But I hate that the baby was, you know, is now living in such a like a familiarly toxic environment now. I hope mm-hmm. we can like, you know, figure it out for the sake of the baby and the little girl. I mean, it really sucks when this happens. But she was like, yeah, he pushed me into a dresser and he was like, I didn't. I just called her a Dutch slut. Like, no. No, baby. I love that you think one's better than the other. And one right. while one is definitely worse. The other is not better.
It's right.
Like, neither being an option would have been great.
Both abuse is just
yes,
different types. Yes.
Very hurtful. You have no idea what her background is with right. being sexually like shamed or anything. We don't know any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And whether she is or isn't, it's still like not nice to do to people, especially women. Please don't start shame them. But please also just don't abuse your mother-in-laws. That would be really, really bad. So just,
makes sense,
you know, but I hope they figure it out. And I hope yeah. he gets the anger management that he needs very apparently.
Yeah. He's been outside of a couple of clubs fighting. So yeah, I need him to get it together.
I didn't see Zane being the, ooh, you know, the feisty one. I thought that all of One Direction would just be kind of, you know, bland, like salt and pepper chicken only, you know?
Right. The internet like they're the douche.
People, yeah, they're the ones on YouTube who are like, season your chicken generously. It's like a pinch of salt and like a dab of pepper. Like nothing changes like, girl, about like anything. Right. They're like, season it. Boom. Okay. Like, a sauce is seasoning. No, it's not, baby. Like, no, it's not.
I'm going to ask my mama how to season it, but thank
a
you.
Sauce is a sauce, which is why it's called you. Such.
Right.
Okay? Like, ugh. And then, you know, sadly, that's where kind of everything ends. I mean, Housewives of Beverly Hills is already filming again. Are you excited everybody's coming back, it seems?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm always rooting against Lisa Rinna, but you know, I mean, the read hasn't necessarily added anything either, but I guess it doesn't make sense. You know, I can't be a hypocrite because I always say, like, you know, people always like actively push for people to be fired, like even when the season is like phenomenal. And like, I'm like, okay, I guess they don't need to, because you know, they'll go to Potomac in a minute, like, fire her, fire her, fire her, fire her. I'm like, wait, that's where the magic was. What are y'all doing? Like, this is the chaos we needed. This cast came together for this perfect like blend of chaosity. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing? So, I mean, I don't know if those two necessarily added anything, but I guess they didn't take away from it. So whatever. They're filming. It's happening.
Yeah, they're filming. Erica got a sizable pay raise, allegedly. And, you know, yes, we're rewarding her because she slumps it with us in her $600,000 right. alleged salary.
I loved it. Like, the Atlanta girls probably, like, look over there and they're like, hooray, she got up to $600,000. Like, oh, that's cute.
And that's probably why Erica was like, unfortunately, this is all I have left. Because the Atlanta girls are making a nice penny. So,
a coin.
I think like the lowest one was allegedly getting like $830,000 or something like that. Like, right. That was like the lowest.
Right.
And I was like, oh, a bench rider in the NBA is your lowest? Okay.
Right. I mean, like Marlo was bragging about making more than a full time housewife. So, okay. All right.
Listen. But I guess in comparisons, sure. I mean, I'm like, I'll do her job for $600,000. I'll do it right now. I'll do it for all the months. I'll do it all the time.
Okay.
But I don't really know how I feel about her being like allowed to make money this way by like on a show that flaunts opulence and wealth, and that she has to basically do these luxurious things, even if she's getting grilled. She has to like live still a life of luxury in order to get paid for the people whose lives are not like even simply like the way that they should be right now. It's feeling really like unfair that she gets paid to like go to parties. Even if she is having to defend herself, she gets to look cute, drink champagne, and have like Kathy Wilson at her dinners.
I was just about to say, and eat caviar pie. So yeah, she no sympathy over here. Sorry.
Sell that pie and probably like help that burn victim get something. The judge actually ruled he needed like to get like that he didn't get from Tom. Like, the judge already like ruled in some of these cases, but it's fine, whatever. Forget us. How dare we talk about the victims?
Right,
who cares about those? Like, not you, girl. It feels weird that that's the way she has to make money now, is to either be overtly sexual on the internet and not acknowledge the victims and still think that it's like a us versus them mentality with Team Erica, or being on TV enjoying a life of lavish luxury that no one else gets, but just because it's like lower than her friends, somehow it's like she's suffering, but it's still like mountains above what people are getting normally, especially those who are owed something from the man you used to use as a benefactor.
Right. And then possibly defend him too, child.
Okay. And still now. Because who cares if you knew then? You know now. I'm just still like, I love them. I'm doing my best. And I'm like, say fuck him. It'll be proven in court. And I'll maintain my innocence and move on.
Thanks.
But we just need to hear you say fuck him.
That's all. I promise that's all.
Really?
Like, promise.
Even if you are not admitting to guilt of what he did, the fact that you're saying that he cheated and he was this awful person to you as a husband, you still have every right to say fuck you.
Exactly.
So what's the problem?
It can be many things.
Apparently, according to you, like, he's both like so docile and hard to like reel in, but he's also the worst master manipulator ever. And he was so awful to you. You had a terrible marriage that you had to leave when he had dementia. Like, which is it? It just feels like we don't know what side to be on.
Right.
So, that's what it's a roller coaster.
Oh, it's a weird place to be, but if y'all are happy there, I guess.
And what a exciting place to end in the land of criminality with Erica King. It's where it always starts and it always ends. I'm very happy that the summer reunion's coming up.
Yes.
Beverly Hills is filming. Jersey's going to be late, but things are weird. OC
they figured out Atlanta. Finally.
Yeah, lots happening. Sheree's coming back. Yay, her. Mm-hmm. Marlo got her peach. Yay, her.
Light-skinned Keisha, for some reason, might be there. That's weird, but
wait, for real?
That's what they said. You know, she was at the first event. And
the rapper?
Those rumors. Mm-hmm. Big Bang and Keisha.
I heard something
Big
about I know I love light skin Keisha. And what something about Sonia Richards Ross, the like track yes. runner,
the Olympian. Like, the yeah.
Olympian. I was like, when I said that, I think I tagged the wrong person. The rumor blogs tagged the wrong person. She's like actually like she like has a talent.
Right.
People with gifts and skills don't tend to come here.
Quantifiable, yeah.
I didn't understand why Kim Fields was there. I was like, is that 2D and Regine on my screen? Why is she here with us?
it's a lot. It's a lot to process, like, but I guess we got time.
It's delicious still today.
Yes. Still.
Facts of life. She's been working. What is she doing here? She can do a movie.
Rerun checks or everything.
Like, she's not like trying to make a pilot like Kenya. She could get a pilot. Like, right. You know. Without Cynthia involved. Yes. So Cynthia's out. Marlo is in. Don't know about Sonia Richards Ross, but that's like, she has like a real skill. I don't know why she would be here for a job, but Olympian is here. And yeah. So now we have, you know, it's NBC. I guess they already had like access to her. I don't know. But
and Portia's got a spinoff. So she gone too.
A Family Vacation. Are you watching?
Oh, absolutely. The trailer sold me. I'm watching.
Yeah, like I know people are like really upset that, you know, she doesn't get confronted about the whole Fallon thing. We don't get access to Fallon, who we met last season, who is now both pregnant and engaged to the man that she allegedly cheated on her husband with. But they seem to be both okay. We do get Simon, but I was like worried at first that we weren't going to know about that, but now I'm okay because it seems like there's a lot of going on in that family, and I would like to dig
deep. Yeah, and they got questions, so I think we'll be satisfied.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get into that. I'd love to learn some more. So, Housewives is in a weird place, and we're going up. I mean, Winter House, I'll be binging. It's okay. I'll do it after Succession, which I just started. Thank y'all for the recommendation. It's truly the greatest show I've ever watched. So Winter House, we just have to wait until the winter when I'm in there.
There you go.
Anything else you're watching right now, Kendrick, or looking forward to that you want to tell people about, put people on?
Oh, what am I watching right now? I'm loving Dope Sick on Hulu. It's about like the opioid crisis, like back when like Oxy got like first introduced. It is bananas. It's really good. I'm loving that. A lot of random, like, you know, you happen upon stuff like, oh, what is this? Like, I'm randomly watching, like, I Know What You Did Last Summer, like the TV series. I don't know what that's given, but it's given something. Like some random like stuff here and there. But yeah, I'm mostly like Insecure, Dope Sick, that kind of stuff right now.
Insecure is great, y'all. I did it. I'll do a Patreon on it, and I will do it with probably Chelsea, because this is all she's ever wanted from me. I finished Schitt's Creek. I finished it after a total of, and this y'all who have been following me for a couple of years know I've literally posted every 3 months that I'm trying again, like I'm back in for like an episode to three episodes. I have done it no less than like 10 times before I started it this year, but it took me 22 restarts to get into this show.
But
I finished it.
There you go. Accomplishment.
And I will probably do a Patreon episode on it along with other Patreon content. You know, Kendrick's all over there, so he'll be over there and getting more into that, especially during the winter. So head on over to patreon.com/mixingwithmoni. So I do more, because this is where I do all my other hot topics. This is a one-off just so y'all get a taste. And I'm usually over there doing that and covering other obscure shows on Bravo. And in this case, Schitt's Creek, because y'all bullied me into getting into it and watching it. I will say this. I laughed 4 times and I did almost cry at the end, and I did definitively cry at the documentary about the show.
Yes.
Like Best Wishes, Warm Regards or something like that. That did make me cry. The finale I thought was good and I got misty, and I did laugh 4 times the entire show. I did think 4 separate occasions were funny. But
over 6
otherwise,
seasons.
Yes. And with lots of Emmy Award. And that's just because my sense of humor is so different. Like, I am a person who, like, if your humor is not direct, like The Office, like the driest, wittiest, like you will miss it. If you have a sense of humor, you'll miss it.
Yes.
Like, I need you to be like completely cynical about the whole world. And then it's funny.
Love it.
I never love even found like humor. Dwight funny. I found like Jim and like Michael funny. Yes. Michael for delusion and Jim for like being sarcastic. Like that was funny for me. Yes. Otherwise, if it's too overt and like the comedy, the vocal comedy and stuff, everything was great. I thought it was very well acted. Mm-hmm. Watching the documentary afterwards, have you seen the show?
Yep.
Yeah, who am I asking? Everybody has, it's just me. But like watching the documentary of how they actually talk and are in comparison, like Alexis is like deserves many awards to me.
Yes.
Like this girl is like, she is like normal.
And then so normal.
I find myself wanting to talk like her from the show. So just in general, I thought it was very well acted, very well done. I fell in love with the characters, the main family and Stevie.
Yes.
I fell in love. I wanted definitive wrapped in a bow ending storylines for each of them because mm-hmm. I love them very much. So I do find it very endearing and y'all are right about that. And I get why parts were funny. I only laughed four times, but I do get why a lot of things were funny. I was like, oh, right. I see. Yeah,
it was like the corner smile laugh. Yeah, I know what you mean. You like,
yeah, like, oh, okay. Yeah, like, okay. I get it. And again, it was a comfort watch and it felt really good sometimes after a long day and being yes. like, you know, a little inebriated with a little glass of something on yes. the couch with like some popcorn. Just like, oh, this is fun. That was great. And I really recommend that binge. If you haven't finished it, finish it. It's worth it, I promise. And it's great in a binge. Just could never have done that live.
Agreed.
But baby, Succession, oh my God, that is the most well done show. HBO has like, well, of course they have the budget. It's Game of Thrones era. But like, yes. woo, great show. 10 out of 10 recommend. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I am deep and down with all the housewives. Can't wait to see all of them and what's happening next, except for OC. I really don't care. Y'all are going to have to convince me to watch. But, and I might only cover it like on Patreon or something, like, because I just don't feel like devoting too much time to it. But yeah. I'll give it a shot. I'll do my best.
They need a bomb trailer. A bomb trailer.
And I don't know how Heather's going to do that without someone crazy on there, like Kelly, Vicky, or Tamra.
Yeah.
Like that was the whole point, is that Heather is like a good foil to somebody nuts.
Right.
Like even Alexis, you know, if everyone says you're dead, it's time to lie down. I'm like, get her. Get her together. Go ahead. She's good at that yes. though, getting the girls together. But if there's nobody to get together because everybody's so bland.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Just having fun with one rich woman? I don't want to do that.
Right. You can only show me that hotel you live in so many times before I stop giving a damn.
Exactly.
So, you know what? I was going to recommend.
Isn't even rich anymore with the hospital air.
Sure. You know what I was going to recommend to you since you talk, because everything I watch is basically HBO. So uh-huh. I don't know if it's like 5 episodes. You're about to get married though, so maybe you want to hold off. But it's called Scenes of a Marriage. It's that Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain. First of all, like so uh-huh. well acted, but like they, woo. The people try it, and like that was a good like little 5 episodes, because it made me question whether or not
it's
I wanted
only 5 episodes.
Only 5. It's like a little mini series. Only 5 episodes. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I can see like, that as a one off.
And it's not like, you know, switching scenes a lot. It's like them like literally acting for an hour. Like might go from the bedroom, might go to like the living room, and like, and I'm still recommending it to you. It's like them like. It's definitely like the development of a marriage, like for most people, like over this. Yeah.
Okay. I will be also putting that on the list.
There you go.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being here, Kendrick. I
of course.
Always have the best time with you. Please
I know.
Just tell the people where they can find you, where they can look out for some updates about some great, amazing things that I'm sure you'll get into very soon. Please yes. tell them where they can be on that journey with you. Where can they listen to all the stuff?
Oh my God, y'all, you can find me everywhere you find Monty. I am, if you follow me on Instagram at realitycomics2, that's T-O-O. Use the link in my bio. I'm on Apple, Spotify, Google. I'm on all of the places, okay? My podcast is called Reality and Comics 2. I usually try to drop 2 episodes a week. Right now it's been 1 because I've been doing a series. So, you know, Monty just came on. We talked all things Beverly yes. Hills Reunion Part 3. It was amazing. I can see y'all have been sliding in DMs, like telling me how much you love the episode. So amazing. Yes. Thank you. Check out the other ones, because I know you've heard Taria and Chelsea on here. They were on mine. So go listen to those. And when Hawkeye on Disney Plus starts up, come check me out. I'm going to be talking all things Hawkeye and Marvel and all of the teams.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Please go and show Kendrick some love. And if you like me and want to support me as well, right now you're just helping me get, it used to be for this damn wedding. Now it's just straight up through student teaching. So there's merchandise at TeePublic. You can click the links in the bio or in my Instagram bio or in the description of this episode to buy merch. The latest drop that I have is Make It Nice or Put It On Ice. There's other fantastic folks and things, certified mixologists, just things to support Team the Table, things like that. Racism is bad for the skin, all those shirts and things. You can go to TeePublic and get you one of those. Thank you so much for those who've already done that and who are Patreon subscribers. That's where I'll do more hot topics, more episodes like this will end up being, just so that we can stay recapping and discussing shows on air on the public podcast. But yeah, just thank you for your support in any way, or just send a little review or tell me you like it, DM me, follow me anywhere you do social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Mixing with Mani, MixingWithMani. And as always, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay distanced, but be social. That's the new one. Instead of stay home, that's the new state of where we are right now. So stay distant, but be social. Yes. Take care of yourselves and each other. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
For more about me, Bravo, Housewives, pop culture, and so much more, follow me on Instagram at Mixing with Mani, MixingWithMani. So you can keep up with me. And don't forget to also leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you're listening, and rate me and maybe give me 5 stars. Thanks so much. Bye.